Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com. Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD. All right, just getting out of the way. Timing the show beautifully once again. It is time now for Brady to entertain us all. It is the entertainment drill. The problem with this studio right now is Toledo has talked Brett into watching Sopranos episodes during breaks, and now we're sitting here staring at this. What a show. When you watch it with an Italian, it's like there was porn.
Leo, turn it off, and Brett's like, you just made the list.
It's crazy.
What are you, Noah?
It's the best show. Anyway, it's time now for Brady to give you all the entertaining news that Brady knows. We call this the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I've got a little injury. I think of like a pulled muscle or something in my arm.
You're stroking.
I'm actually depressed that I can't go out there and do stuff. I was upset yesterday. I had to cancel my. This isn't good, and I don't want to aggravate, you know? You got to be smart. And I actually found myself in a depression that I couldn't go out and do this. That's how much I like this thing. It's just that fun and that, different every time you go. And I just got to recover before I get out there. But if you're all recovered, you're feeling good about yourself, and you want to learn the greatest self-defense system that exists. It's called Tactical Black, and they teach it right here in this town. And the best in the business are giving it to you, and they're giving it to you for a price you cannot beat. 2 months, $169. That's right. That's everything they've got as far as their classes and unlimited training. Right there for you, $169 for 2 months, and you're going to get so much out of this, it's ridiculous. Again, you can say, John, I'm not in that good of shape. I got to lose weight before I go. No, you don't. You show up, they'll put you right where you need to be, no matter what shape you're in, and get you to the next level, lickety-split, and then the next level, and then the next level, and it just keeps going and progressing. And you're going to want to jump from level to level, too. You're going to want to just feel like, wow, I've done this, now I want to do this, and I want to do that. It's motivational, it's a confidence booster, and most importantly, you're going to be in great shape, and you're going to be a little smarter. It's great stuff. That price is unbeatable. 2 months, $169. KUPD listeners, go to reactdefense.com. Get it as a gift for yourself or for someone else. Holidays are right here. Easy peasy. Make somebody smarter, stronger, and better with one little gift. It's pretty awesome. You're going to love it. It's much better than a treadmill and a whole lot better than trying to figure out what to do at the gym. They teach you things you just didn't know you were capable of. Get on out there. Once my arm gets better, I'm going out there too. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Yesterday, said Michael B. Jordan was the sexiest man.
That's right.
According to People Magazine. Well, there's some other sexy categories.
Well, hit me, Brady, hard.
Sexiest brothers.
The Jonas ones.
Like, no. Actual brothers?
You got it.
Oh, the Hemsworths. Well done, Jeremy. Yeah, Jeremy knows who sexy brothers are.
Chris, Liam, and
Luke.
You guys
crazy? The Hemsworth brothers.
I was going to say, I thought they were on 1230 Kiss.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Those brothers.
Oh, okay.
That's different.
All right.
Some sexy-ass brothers here. We got you. Kiss 1230 in the morning with the Sexy Brothers Morning Show.
Sexiest sports guy.
Playing or calling?
Yeah, playing.
Who?
Dale Hellestray.
It's not Dale. You hear me? I'll say sexiest. Well, it's going to be Tom Brady or Christian McCaffrey.
David Beckham.
Patrick Mahomes.
Ew. He looks like a Muppet.
Sexiest international man.
Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's had it in the past.
Oh, okay. You can't catch it twice?
It went to Jungkook. He's from K-pop, BTS. Jungkook.
Oh, okay. I was with the K-pop, I was wondering where he's going with it.
About ready to edit like we did Frank's show.
Sexiest happily settled guy, Ryan Reynolds. Sexiest newly single guy, Armie Hammer.
He's single now?
Yeah.
What about Johnny Depp?
Sexiest don't women love him anymore? Zaddy.
Huh?
Sexiest Zaddy.
What the hell is that?
Sexiest Zaddy?
What is that?
Zaddy is a dad with swag. Oh, he's attractive and fashionable. Went to John Stamos.
Guess who's got a new vocabulary term?
And, yeah, you're going to be saying that. And also, John Stamos should be a grandfather. He's 60-something. He had a baby. And everybody's like, this is how women make men mad. It's like you get mad at us for the aging thing and all that stuff. Oh, she's a pig. She's, you know, had a, come on. He had a baby with like a 12-year-old girl. And everybody's like, oh, he's a great daddy. If he was ugly, it would be just some pig having, like, he's got some young chippy.
Wonder Woman 1984 will still hit the theaters on Christmas Day, but thanks to COVID, it'll also debut on HBO Max the same day. And it's only for a month. According to Wonder Woman herself, Gail Godot.
Gal?
Oh, yeah, Gal.
Godot. Sorry, there's no I.
Right.
Godot.
Gal Gadot says it was an easy decision, but COVID rocked all of us.
Yeah. Thanks for the announcement, Gal. If it weren't for her telling us that, I'd have no idea. I love when celebrities say stuff like that. I watched an interview with some celebrity who just had a baby, and it strikes me every time. They're like, what's it like? Like, she's... look around. There's so many human babies that it's not... Celebrities don't have a different experience with babies. I just can't believe it happened to me. Like, it happened 7 billion times on this planet. Settle down. You didn't do anything special.
It's like these bands when they put out a new album. It's like, this is our greatest album ever. Yeah. Okay, what are you supposed to say? It sucks compared to our last one.
Well, if it's
but we threw it out
anger,
there anyway.
If it's St. Anger, we would have appreciated that.
Thanks for the warning.
This one stunk.
Some people freaked out when the Charlie Brown specials moved exclusively to Apple TV Plus. Mm-hmm. Apple heard
your cries.
They heard the cries and they said, all right, we'll let you air them on PBS. So Charlie Brown Thanksgiving will be this Sunday.
I don't like a charred Charlie Brown.
Yeah, that's a...
and a charred Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown fire, it hurts.
That I have empathy for.
Yeah, me too. If Charlie Brown gets it.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Charlie Brown on...
But the cab driver, the hell with him.
Trying to wash his hands with some sanitizer and accidentally lights his face on fire. Charred Charlie Brown Christmas.
And Thanksgiving, both of them.
Poor bastard.
Matthew McConaughey sounds like he's not ruling out running for governor someday
of
for
Texas.
Yeah.
People would vote for him because that's our future. Celebrities that think their self-importance is translates into leading us somewhere. It's the cult of personality. We've known about it for years, but now, man, I tell you what, they're starting to buy.
How is that different than Reagan?
It isn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
It isn't at all. But at least Reagan, maybe he didn't. I don't know. The aspirations thing were seemingly there all the time because he was a Democratic everything at first. Big involved in it. Like, he was president. Yeah, he was a super huge Democrat at first. Liberal. Wildly liberal. And
wasn't he president of SAG too?
Yeah, that's where he started. And then Nancy's wild poon swung him right. That Jane Wyman liberal pussy was nailing. That was
star poon.
Yeah, you got some of that Nancy Reagan poon. Next thing you know, I think trickle down economics is the way to go. Screw the poor. That was Reagan.
Then you got Kurt Russell thinks actors who talk politics ruin the illusion.
Totally. Good for him. You can talk about it, but don't act like you can lead. That's when you lose me. And they start going, I'm going to run for something. I think that's the arrogance of everyone who has a voice. It's hard not to, though. People start listening to you, and I think Facebook does it to a lot of people. Like, oh, I've got a lot of great ideas, just because all the people that like you anyway are liking you again. It would be a rude awakening for me to go out and say, I've got a lot of people who listen to me. I'm going to go out and run for something. Then you realize, oh, Jesus, 80% of the city hates me. It's only that audience that liked me that was making me feel this way.
We'll end it with some Lil Yachty.
Huh?
He redid the Saved by the Bell.
Who?
Lil Yachty.
Are you saying Lil?
Yeah.
Oh.
Alex's favorite
He likes Lil
rapper.
Yachty?
Oh, yeah. He was big on telling me that, you know, AC/DC has the number one album, but Lil Yachty has right
there. So it's Yachty like a small boat. So it's his name is Dinghy.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a nice way of putting
it. That's it. Yeah.
Wow, Brett.
Brett does not care for this already. Well, you got to plug it in. Start over.
No, don't plug it in.
And so this
don't
is for the
in.
New
I'm
show.
Anything.
Oh, you're doing it. Brett, you can't be so dismissive so early.
When I wake up in the morning, my alarm's not a warning. I don't think I'll ever make it.
That's bad. Jump start on Monday. Just in time.
Is this a? It sounds like Wesley Willis. Is this for the TV show?
That's yeah, I think up? It's the reboot.
All right.
Oof. Wish little Yachty's boat would sink and take him down with it. Terrible.
You got any more German U-boats? That maybe surprise little Yachty.
Wow, Brett hates little Yachty.
Oh.
Surprise.
Terrible. That'd be right up his alley.
So no. Did I.
Terrible.
Posters up in the house. Anyway. Well, there you go. Larry's coming up next. He is our Jubel. He's coming up in just moments. Larry's going to take you through the next few hours, giving you all sorts of fun stuff to play with. You can go to 98kupd.com and grab some of that beer. December 2nd is closer than you think, and we'll be handing it out to you. Holmberg bound from Four Peaks, ready to go. For our friends at the Humane Society, ready to give it to you guys right then and there. We're done. Have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Until later. Bye.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door.
Do this year's Black Friday sales have you dreaming of a new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram truck for the holidays? It's Dick Toledo and my friends at Chapman Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are giving you employee pricing right now during their Black Friday sales event. So that means you pay what Chapman employees pay. But with savings this good, you can knock out all your holiday shopping early. So you can wait for one day a year to save, or you can save on every new Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram all month long during the Black Friday sales event at the Scottsdale Auto Show at 101 in Indian School or online at ChapmanDodge.com.